knew that my mother-in-law could sing because my wife could sing. But I don't think I've ever heard them sing together. And that sounded pretty good. It sounded pretty good. I think Mother's Day is one of those times a year that you can be as mushy and as emotional as you want to be. And mothers just eat it up and everybody just says, oh, it's Mother's Day. Like you get a free pass is the way it seems like. I don't know. I'm going to read just these are not a top five list or anything like that. These are just some Mother's Day quotes, stuff that I've seen that I liked. I want to share them with you. It says, to the world, you're a mother. Me, you are the world. Y'all, I don't know why, but every year I get completely caught off guard by how much I miss my mom. Next year, I'm going to have Jimmy preach. We're not going to have any verses on the screen today. Jay said, do you mind if we forego the screens so that we can go sit with Mama? I said, you sure can. So y'all can either trust me or get your own Bible out. But either way, we're not having words on the screen this morning. I'm going to come back to the quotes later. Maybe I can hold it together a little better. Proverbs 31 is one of those chapters in the Bible that a lot of women... sign language. What? Oh. Apparently the mic was popping, so I had to step forward, and I was supposed to understand that by this. Good effort. Anyways, Proverbs 31 is a description that we're given in the Bible of a godly woman. This is the type of woman that any man who is serving the Lord would love to find. And it's one that Amy, several years ago, she said, man, this is really, really what I want to be. And so I'm just going to read Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, if I can get my eyes to clear up. Ultimate old person in the house, okay? Got to remove any shadows off the pages. Starting at verse 10, it says, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard, which if we planted a vineyard, I'm afraid it's going to end up like that rose bush in a few weeks. I'm trying to give her effort here, but she's got a track. I say she. We've got a track record with plants. Verse 17, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction. And faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Now, I'm not going to take a whole bunch of time this morning, and this time, I promise, 100%. But you can go through that whole passage, and you can begin to pick and to pull out the characteristics of this woman being described here. I'm just going to read off some that I've seen, some that I found in searching stuff. There's trustworthy and devoted, a husband's confidence. She enhances his reputation. She has diligence and wisdom. She's not afraid to work. She's a wise shopper. If y'all have never seen anybody go through and make out a grocery list, I would encourage you to sit down beside my wife as she's making out a grocery list. Y'all, have you ever heard the phrase blood out of a turnip? I promise I've seen a few drops. My wife is amazing when it comes to that. She plans ahead. Other characteristics from Proverbs 31 is she's very giving. She extends her hand to the poor, which in that essence, it means that she's planned ahead enough that she can give to the poor when they're in need. She's dependable. She loves the Lord. She's guided and directed by God's word and God's wisdom. And I'm just going to tell you, if you're in this room, and as I was reading off those characteristics, you were sitting there and you were going, "Well, that's me. That's me. Why is my husband not nudging me right now? Why is my kids not looking at me going, Mom, that's you?" Well, if they were doing that, just know that you would not just be Superwoman, but you would also be a supernatural woman. Because the woman that was described in Proverbs 31, that's what women, mothers, strive to be. And there's only one way. There's only one way that a woman will ever meet all of those expectations or descriptions or however you want to say. There's only one way. And that is to live with and in a supernatural God. Because every one of those qualities are outside of our abilities on our own. So women, I'm just going to tell you, on Mother's Day, I'm reducing all of those expectations down to one. And I'm going to tell you what that one expectation is at the end of the message today. But just know, if you focus on the list, you're going to miss the one expectation. I want to read Romans 12:2. This is a verse that we read last week. I'm going to read it again. I'm just going to read the first part of it. It says, "Do not conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ladies, if you want to know how to achieve the list, that's how. You have to be transformed from the world around you to the Word of God. Like what the Word says, that's our goal. That's what we transform to, not the expectations of the world around you. We all know. We can look at the world around us, and we know that women are treated like objects in the world around us. We can look around, and we know that women don't want men to be nice to them or open the doors for them or whatever the case might be, right? I get you. Bambi's like I do. I don't know what you're talking about. Here's the problem. That's the reason for Romans 12:2. It says, do not conform to the world that we see. Just because the world sees that, wants that, desires that, and is reaching for that, does not mean that's what we should conform to. It says to be renewed by the Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If we want our minds to be transformed, we have to renew our minds. And how do we do that? There's only one way, and that is to be immersed in the Word of God. That's it. That's the only option we have. That's it. Okay, I'm going to get a little more personal. Man, there's an expectation in the world that you do manly things. You don't do dishes, right? You don't take care of the laundry. You don't help out around the house. You have a lazy chair. That's why they named it a lazy boy, right? That's your spot in the house. Again, I'm going to say, do not be conformed to this world. Miss Naomi, you didn't have to amen that one. I did. That's okay. Amy was saying it too, so. But to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Man, it's not above us to help out in the house. It's not above us to make sure the kids get the showers. It's not above us to do any of that kind of stuff, or below us, or however you want to say. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm saying it the right way, but you get my point. My point is that this is a team effort. Do you know that the very first attack ever in this world from Satan was an attack on women? Did you know that? Now, I'm going to go on and tell you this. Did you know the very first failure ever in this world was by men? Ben's over there right now grinning like, come on now, you got to explain this a little bit. Man, we're given a job from God to be the protector of our home and of our wife. Does that mean that our wife is helpless? Absolutely not. Not in any way, shape, or form. But it is our job to protect them, to love them, to care for them. So at what point did Adam step up? Because we know according to Scripture that Adam was there when Satan was tempting Eve. At what point did Adam step up and say, excuse me, sir, you're part of this world and we're not going to be conformed to it? So let me ask you, men, at what point in your life, during your day or week, do you stand face to face with the world and say, we're not going to be conformed to you? And this is not just on the behalf of your wife, but on the behalf of your kids too. How often do we do that? See, that is our job. The first attack was on women, but the first failure was men. So how did Satan attack Eve the first time? Did he attack her with food, and so now we think that women are just tempted by food? No. I personally believe that this attack goes way beyond what you see in the physical. The attack was not on food necessarily, but it was on her mind, questioning, did you really hear God right? Is it really as bad as what you think it is? So what we see now is we see women who look at Proverbs 31 and they begin to question. They begin to question. So how could a woman ever live according to Proverbs 31? There's only one way. And we're not quite there yet, so I'm not going to tell you exactly. But there's only one way that a woman could live like that, and that is specifically to live supernaturally with a supernatural God, and that is to face every day with this mindset of, I will not be conformed to the patterns of this world. I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind. That is how I'm going to live from this day forward. Now, we find one of the most controversial stories you find in the Bible, because you have both types of these women in the Bible. And we still have both types of these women today. And this is in Luke chapter 10. I'm going to start at verse 38. It says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home up to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her. Ladies, whether you're currently mamas or potentially going to be mamas or not, there is only one way that you will ever have a chance of being a Proverbs 31 woman. And that is if you choose what's greater. And that is to sit at the feet of Jesus. You can take every other expectation in the world. You can take every expectation from your husband or your kids, and you can throw them out the window for 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, an hour a day. Supper can wait. I don't care how much the kids are crying. And sit with the Lord. I cannot pour out to you enough the need and the desire that Jesus tried to express through this short little story. To be with him above everything else. Jesus agreed, yeah, there's preparations to be made. And then he said, but they can wait. Choose what's better. I told you at the end, I told you today, I promised I wasn't going to take a lot of time. But I told you at the end, I would tell you the one way to override all the expectation of Proverbs 31. And this is the way. My kids are wearing off on me now. And the way is to sit at the feet of Jesus. That's what's better. That's the better choice. That's the better option. That's when life makes more sense. That's when you think better of yourself. That's when you can actually care for your family in the way that they need you to care for your family and not the way the world expects you to care for your family. Y'all, I could talk all day long about moms and how good they are, how great they are, how God's blessed them and made them into amazing people. But I think that's pretty obvious when you look around this church. I think this church is made up of women that are absolutely amazing mothers and grandmothers. Like, I can go on and brag and brag and brag all day long. But what's more important is that you get home and you spend some time with Jesus. You sit with him. You sit with him today. I know today's all about you. Your kids are going to be trying to be all around you. Just look at them and say, I need some time with the Lord. I'll be back. And go get some time with him. It's more important than any other expectation that is on your plate today. I'm going to finish my list. I think I got it together enough I can finish my list. And then I'm going to pray and we're going to go. And mommies, you're going to find some time with Jesus today, just you and him. The first one, I'll read it again. It says, to the world you are a mother. To me, you are the world. The most beautiful word on the lips of mankind is mother. A mother is like a flower, each one beautiful and unique. This is probably my favorite. I like this one. Kids don't stay with you if you do your job right. It's the one job where the better you are, the more surely you won't be needed in the long run. That's the part of the statement, I don't know, because I've always needed my mama, always. The last one, everybody wants to save the earth. Nobody wants to help mom do the dishes. Let's do that different today, y'all, okay? Y'all stand with me. As a reminder, as we're all heading out today, mama's first, there is chocolate on the table. There does not need to be any chocolate on the table after you leave, okay? Mamas, we love you. We want to celebrate you today. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to be here with you today, Lord. I pray, Father, that every mama in here, every wife, mother, daughter, would take advantage of an opportunity to be with you today, to sit at your feet for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour or however long. But Father, today that they would choose what's best. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. In your name we pray. Amen.